Voice toward heaven and declare this morning that the Lord have your way in our church this morning. Have your way in our church, O God, because it is the pillar that holds our life. Have your way this morning. Have your way. Let's pray that this house will become the house of grace this morning. That God will have his way, that every one of us from today will begin to live in his favor. Lord, we exalt your holy name. Lord, we appreciate you. We give you all the glory. Thank you, our God. Today is the first Sunday in the month of December. Let's decree that we will see the end of this month with glorious, with power, with praise. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let's pray this morning. Everyone associated with this church will not be drowned by the water of this world, by the sea of life, by every wind accomplices of men, in the mighty name of Jesus. But Bible said the voice of rejoicing always in the house of the righteous. Let's declare to heaven this morning that the voice of rejoicing will be our portion, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, it said we are for signs, we are for wonders. Every children associated with us and for signs and for wonder this morning. God, you will have your way. We'll rejoice in your goodness this morning. Exaltation will be to your holy name. Lord, we'll thank you. We appreciate you this morning. We give you all the glory. Because unto you shall the garden of the people be. Therefore, we declare, O God, today shall be great. In the mighty name of Jesus, your name shall be enthroned this morning. In our service this morning, you will delight in our praise worship. You will delight in everything that's associated with us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our prayer will come unto you as an incense. The lifting up of our hands this morning shall be like evening sacrifice, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning because we know the entrance of your word gives a light and it gives understanding to the simple. I will thank you, Father, for the grace in fellowship. We exalt you, our God. We know you will do much more than we could ever ask or even think, according to part that works in us as a believer in Christ Jesus. We exalt you, O God, but we pray for understanding this morning. We pray for hearing her this morning. And we pray for the spirit of doing of your word this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your word come forth as a teaching like a river. Let it come like a dew. And bless us, O God, abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the expectations of the just. Bible says will never be cut short. We exalt you, our God. We give you all the glory, all the praises this morning. With thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Can we be seated? You are welcome to his presence in Jesus' name. This morning we want to continue from where we have stopped. There's a series that is going on now. And we started on divine healing. Today is the second part or second series of the topic on divine healing. Praise the Lord. Our text is taken from the book of Ezekiel, as the book of Ezekiah. Is it Ezekiel? Ezekiel, praise the Lord. Our book this morning is taken from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verse 25 to 32. Please, well, I want us to read together. Verse 25 to 32. Praise the Lord. If you are there, praise the Lord. If you are not there, just say, Lord, help me. I'm reading the text. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 25 to 32. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not fair. Hear now, house of Israel, is it not my way which is fair, and your ways which are not fair? When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness, commits iniquity, and dies in it, it is because of the iniquity which he has done that he dies. Again, when a wicked man turns away from lawful and right, he preserves himself alive, because he consider and turn away from all the transgression which he committed, he shall surely live. it shall not die. You will not die in the name of Jesus. Yet the house of Israel say, the way of the Lord is not fair. O house of Israel, is it not my way which are fair, and your way which are not fair? Therefore I will judge you, house of Israel, everyone according to his way, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgression which you have committed, and get yourself a new heart, a new spirit, for which you should not die, O house of Israel. For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord. Turn and live. We will live in the name of Jesus. This message here is talking about the house of Israel, talking about the way of transgression, was talking about the sin and iniquity. And Bible makes us to know that the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal in Christ Jesus. Therefore, this morning, we want to start from where we stopped last week. Last week, we established that the link between sin and sickness, disease and what, and death. We said the wages of sin is death. So everything we said and we discussed last week was based on the repentance. For you to enjoy divine healing, you must be able to come out from sin. Sin is the one that brings forth death and will not die in the name of Jesus. Like what Bible says in Romans chapter 6 verse 23. Please, if you are there, you can read for me. Romans chapter 6 verse 23. Praise the Lord. Say Romans chapter 6 verse 3 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal through Christ Jesus. Therefore we need to understand that the starting point for every sinner is to enjoy the divine will of God through repentance. For a sinner to enjoy divine will of God, the starting point for such a sinner, for such unbeliever, is to repent from sin. Praise the Lord. Bible says God is faithful and just for him to forgive and even to cleanse from all unrighteousness. And the same Bible makes us to know that God so much loved the world that the only thing he can do to save the world to himself was to give his own precious gift. He has given us the Lord Jesus, and for every sinner to enjoy what God has given us as a provision in the kingdom, first of all, you must come to repentance. Praise the Lord. While a child of God who wants to continue to have a regular supply of this bread, what is the bread? The bread of healing. Because the Bible makes us to know that healings are children's bread. Praise the Lord. For a child of God to continue to live in the divine provision of the grace for wholeness, for perfect health, for divine health, you must understand that you need to continue to live a life that is purified, a life that is purified, a life that is sanctified unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus said in John chapter 17, verse 17, says, sanctify them by your word, because their word is truth. The holy truth is in Christ. And it's when you begin to live a life that is based on the word of God, word of sanctification, word of redemption, word that is purified. Bible said, the word that has speak unto you, their spirit and their life. It is only the word that can make us alive. So therefore, for a believer who wants to continue to enjoy the divine provision of grace of God in the era of divine healing, you must live a life that is totally dependent on him as a means of sustenance. And the Lord will give us this grace this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Now, Bible says we should not allow sin to have dominion over us. So as a believer, for you to continue to enjoy this birthright of being a Christian or living in a divine provision full of God's grace, you must be able to live above sin. You should be able to stand up for God. And when you stand up, you are living above sin. For God has said in Romans chapter 6, first, if you read Romans 6, 9 to 16, says sin shall not have dominion over us. Please, if you are there, you can read. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. From what we have read, Bible says we should yield our members. Everything about us, everything that distinct us as human beings, we should yield them unto God for righteousness. For sin shall not have dominion over us in the name of Jesus. Therefore, we need to understand this in summary, that there is no single sin, there is no two sins. Sin is sin. And we need to understand that white lies is sin in whatever ramification. There is no sin that is greater than the other. I didn't commit fornication, so I can actually be angry with somebody, I hate somebody. It is a sin. Praise the Lord. So sin is sin, and God is saying to us as a believer, for us to continue to enjoy the divine provision, we must yield our body. Everything that shows the component of human being must be yielded unto God in righteousness. And God will give us this grace in the mighty name of Jesus. And I declare this morning by the word of the Lord that sin will not have dominion over us in the mighty name of Jesus. It's at two areas where we have been struggling. Area of our weaknesses, the Lord will make his strength perfected in the mighty name of Jesus. That we will continue to enjoy God in angle of righteousness and obedience to his word in the mighty name of Jesus. And in understanding the divine healing, we need to understand that the will of God for every humankind is to live in a perfect state of wholeness. What God intends for us is to continue to enjoy wholeness. I know some people who are born again spirit filled, who before they got born again, they go to hospital every week. But today, they are born again, they are saved, they believe in the word of the Lord, and they are enjoying the divine provision. Why? Because it is the will of God. Bible said, there's no one that will be in my house that will say, I am sick. Praise the Lord. Bible said, the weak among us shall be like house of David, while the strong among us shall be like God. And that is the intention of God for every humankind, to have a perfect state of wholeness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the plan of God for your divine aid is not intended to be limited to certain areas of your life. That, okay, you know, I'm enjoying this, that I can be having this. No. The plan of God is for you to prosper in your body, in your soul, and in your spirit. Praise the Lord. I want us to read 3 John chapter I think the only book there, Talk John chapter 2. Bible says, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in good health as thy soul prospers. That is the will of God. Praise the Lord. Talk John said to the elder, to my dear friend girls who are loving truth, dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. If you read King James, it says, I pray that you prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prosper. Bible says, prosper in some things. Is that what Bible said? Bible says, you should prosper in all things. Praise the Lord. I often tell people, if I have degrees in this world, I have a good job, and have a good house to live in, and I failed in my marital responsibility, I'm not enjoying the will of God. Because the will of God includes every aspect of womankind. Therefore, it is the will of God for us to live in divine health. Not only in terms of our body structure, but in terms of our soul and our spirit. And I pray this morning that the Lord will give us this understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. And God will give us this that we have in God, that the will of God for me and for you portion in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, He wants you to be emotionally whole. According to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. If you are there, you can read for me. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. Praise the Lord. God has not given us that spirit of fear or bondage unto fear, but He has given us the spirit of adoption. He has given us the spirit of a sound mind. I pray that this will be our portion in the name of Jesus. So driving out fear of all sorts, but filling us with love, with power, and a sound, healthy mind is the will of God. For example, in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 31, the Lord said, as many that wait upon Him, He will give them strength. The might of strength as, you know, mark of strength. Let's read that place, please. As eagles, they will run, they will not faint, they will walk, they will not be weary. This is the intention of God concerning us, and we trust God that God will help us to understand this divine provision in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We need to understand that when the time and season that the eyes of men are filling them of fear of what tomorrow holds, fear of how I'm going to make it in life, fear of how things will work in place for me. But there's assurance in the word of God for all this money is that we should trust Him. Praise the Lord. Bible says, Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the hands of the heart, never faint, not is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. This morning, as men that are weak in the house, receive the power of God in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as many that have strength, receive multiplication of strength of Jehovah this morning in the name of Jesus. Bible says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall matter with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the will of God. And the only way you can enjoy the divine provision is when you get acquainted with Him, when you come to Him as an individual to live with God, understanding His provision and His rights and privileges He has given unto you, and you begin to enjoy this in the consciousness of your understanding of Him. Praise the Lord. Therefore, you need to know the will of God is that we should live in a perfect state. If you rely on your own wisdom, rely on your own understanding, you will fail. We need to depend on Him for our daily sustenance. We need to depend on Him for everything that He has done. Bible says all things are ready. All things are ready in His kingdom. on the prophet so that you, as a child of God, come to an acquaintance with him and come to an understanding that the will of God concerning you is to live a life of wholeness in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, he renews your strength if you decide to partner with him. In area of your marriage, God is interested in your marriage. God is interested in your finance. In any social circumstances that has to do with you, God is interested. God is interested. Remember, we said in John 3:2, say, I wish above all things, in all things that you should prosper, your body, soul, and your spirit. That is the will of God. So everything that's associated with you, God wants you to have a perfect elderness. He wants you to perfect wholeness in those areas, and the Lord will give you that enablement in Jesus' name. Furthermore, God's hands on your head can touch your marriage, can touch your finance, and can touch your social circumstances. Such wholeness ensure that you will not labor for others to eat, but be a partaker of the product of your sweat. Praise the Lord. Bible says it is well with the righteous. Therefore, the will of God is that you not labor and somebody will eat it, but you will labor and you will eat 100-fold returns in the name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, complete wholeness, therefore, is the product of holiness and total obedience to God. Further translation to long life, according to Psalm 91:14-16. If you are there, please, you can read for us. Praise the Lord. Psalm 91:14-16. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I believe God is saying to you that he will deliver us. I will set him on high. Because he has known my name, he shall call upon me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. So with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise the Lord. This is the will of God for us, that we should come to a complete wholeness, and by through the product of his holiness, a total consecration and obedience to his word. Praise the Lord. And because this is his promise, this is his promise. Everything that God has said in his word, they will definitely come to pass. Bible says he has exalted his word above his name. Therefore, we need to be living according to his word to be able to enjoy his provisions in the name of Jesus. Then, what is the beginning? How do we begin to enjoy the wholeness of God? How do we begin to enjoy the grace of God? As with all of divine health, wholeness, as we have said, started with repentance. And it's starting with repentance. This is the will of God, that the first thing we need to understand is that for us to be made whole, for us to enjoy this grace that God has given unto us, we need to understand that we need to repent if there's a need. Praise the Lord. Bible says in 1 John 1:7-9, that God, if you say we have no sin, the truth is not in us. But Bible says God is faithful. God is just to forgive us, even to cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. God has no pleasure in the death and suffering of any sinner, but they come to repentance and live a healthy life. Praise the Lord. The unrepentant is not positioned for divine holiness. Anybody that's still living under the expectation and the whims and caprices of the devil cannot partake in the things we are talking about. Everything we are saying this morning has to do with those people who are by the virtue of the blood of Jesus and by conversing to eternal life has accepted Jesus and their life as their Lord and their Savior. This is their inheritance. This is the part of their will. Even Paul prayed for the people in the book of Acts so that they might know him. He commended them to the word of God and even to the word of his grace, that they'll be able to understand and enjoy the inheritance they have in Christ. Divine health, divine success, marital bliss are the will of God for every believer. And this will be our testimony and our watchword in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
But the repentant will receive the mercy of God. God can only help those who acknowledge and genuinely confess their need for his help. Therefore, for you to enjoy this grace, we need to understand that there's a need for us to constantly depend on him. Bible says we should acknowledge him in all our ways. He will direct our path. He will lead us aright in Jesus' name. His willingness to accept you and make you whole does not depend on how shallow you have been in sin, but he will be gladly pardoned and restored you. In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. The righteous enjoy this divine wholeness because the Lord becomes his defense. Can we read Proverbs chapter 2 verse 7? Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord says, he lay up wisdom for the righteous, which means the mouth of the righteous will only speak nothing but wisdom. Then it's a shield, it's a buckler, it's a shield to those who trust in him. The Lord will continue to be our shield, our defense in Jesus' name. Assuredly, God has good intention concerning your health and your wholeness. Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, that the thought I have concerning you, they are thought of good, to give you a hope and a future. To give you a hope and a future. In some translations, it will say to give you an expected end. And our expected end shall be good in the mighty name of Jesus. So we need to go home with this understanding that the will of God for you as a believer is to enjoy anything that God has called good. Praise the Lord. And that will be our portion in the name of Jesus. But you have to make wholeness become your daily life. Make it a daily experience. Say to your body, say to your spirit, say to your soul, anything that destroys humankind will not destroy me. Look at this part of the world where we live. We find out that cancer is becoming more of an epidemic. It's more of a daily occurrence. You hear people saying, I have cancer. These are things we, you know, are not heard of in the part of the country where we came from. But we need to understand that as a believer, these are Egyptian diseases. They should not be your right. You need to distinct yourself to know, and by conversing on daily basis, that perfect health is your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. When people divorce easily, you know, just it's like, you know, just going out there and do whatever I want to do, that will not be our portion, because our God said he hates divorce. Therefore, anything that is causing marital crisis will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. Concerning our children, they are inherited, they are the proof of our existence. We speak to their life on a daily basis. Speak to them, even if you are expecting, speak to your baby, because it has to do with the blood. And Bible said the life of a flesh resides in the blood. Therefore, the blood can hear you. Speak to them that they will live well. They will do well. They will be mighty. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of our time. God, these are the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. As you do this, the Lord will bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And we need to understand that you have to make honest or daily experience. By taking note of it through faith, you can speak to existence things that be not as if though they were. Though you may not have that car today, you may not have that mansion today, but you can speak those things to existence. Bible says you declare the end from the beginning. Everything you want God to do for you, everything you want to be part of your life, you that will glorify God in your life, are things you can say with your mouth. Bible says you should open your mouth and speak. Praise the Lord. Hebrew chapter 11 verse 1 say, faith is substance of things that we hold for, the evidence of things not seen. Praise the Lord. Even when Abraham was still expecting God to perform his will, The first thing he did was to speak to her six things. And everything he said came to pass. And this is the will of God. And remember, Proverbs says, the power of life and death, and the power of tongues. So anything you like, if you want to confess life, it begins to start today and begin to confess life. And if it's death, you know the result. Therefore, Bible says, by the fruit of your lips, you shall be satisfied. And to a believer, the fruit of the lips of our mouth is goodness. And therefore, we need to make this a daily occurrence. And as we practice this, the Lord will bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we know that faith only comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. You know, you can't give what you don't have. And out of abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We need to understand that the only thing you can say is when you have an understanding of the word. So you must get acquainted with the word of God. You must get acquainted with his word to be able to know what God has given unto you. Bible said we should reign in Christ through righteousness. So those things are there. You are born to rule. You are born to reign. And you need to understand that all these things are in the word. And it's only the word of God that can actually distinct you from, you know, the rest of the people in the world. And as we listen to the word and study the word will give us understanding, give us knowledge and revelation of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. So God expects that everyone that who comes to him should make a choice. The choice is whether you live abundant life. Bible says in John 10:10 that the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come, that's Jesus saying, I have come for you to have life, and to have it abundantly. If this is your choice, and I receive that for you in the name of Jesus, that you begin to live an abundant life in Jesus' name. So choose to be made whole from today. It is your choice. And as you decide that from today, you'll be full of the fruit of your lips with the word of God in your heart. You begin to speak to existence, speaking by faith, things you want God to do for you, and the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Can we be on our feet? Can we just talk to God this morning? That God, from what we have heard from you, Lord, have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. We know faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. We have heard your word this morning. Have your way, O God. And from today, I'll begin to speak your word by faith. I'll begin to meditate upon your word by faith. I've decided this morning, I've taken a decision this morning, that from today I'll begin to look by the fruit of the lips. Those things that God has said concerning me, the abundant life, the divine provision, the divine health, the wholeness in all ramification of my life, the will of God for me to prosper in my body, in my soul, my spirit, will begin to take effect from today in my life in the name of Jesus. My prophecy will appear to men. People will see this in my life, and they will acknowledge you, O God of heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we appreciate you. As we continue serving, you continue with us. You will be with us. You will strengthen us. You will uphold us by the word of your mouth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. With thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we really happy this morning? I think there is a reason for us to be happy. At least this is the last month in the year 2010. And when you look back and see what the Lord has been doing for you, you can see how great your Lord is. And I believe that as we come before him this morning with a heart of praises, with a heart of thanksgiving, the Lord will be happy with us that we are really appreciating his goodness in our life. And what can we give to the Lord than to praise him? And I believe that the spirit of praises will be upon us this morning in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, Father, Lord, as we praise you this morning with the whole of our heart, Father, we pray you receive all the sacrifices of thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, because you believe you have answered.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you.